Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Celebration time.
Love it.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through.
Pretty much everybody's aware of the passing of Glenn Frey. And so what's come about? An interesting combination of performers, including singer-songwriter Jackson Browne, who is going to join members of the Eagles in a tribute to Glenn Frey on the Grammy Awards next Monday. Remember Jackson Browne?
He was great. He's the guy who taught Glenn Frey how to write songs because he lived in the apartment downstairs. And when Glenn Frey was writing this song, Jackson Browne was writing this song, Glenn Frey was upstairs listening. And he could hear him do it over and over. He said he worked on it for like a week, all night long, every night. And that's when he learned how to write a song and then started attempting to write songs by copying what Jackson Browne was doing downstairs.
So Jackson Browne is going to join Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Bernie Lydon. I never pronounced that right. Is Lydon or Lydon? I don't remember.
It's Bernie Lydon.
Lydon. During a special performance, this show is here in L.A. I wish I could go to it, but you couldn't get within 100 miles of it, get a ticket.
Isn't it interesting that Don Felder will not be there?
Yeah, well.
Don Felder was the one that he and Glenn Frey had big problems, was the reason that the Eagles kind of, one of the reasons the Eagles broke up in the first place, and one of the sticking points when they got back together, because he wanted equal money with Glenn Frey and Don Henley. And Glenn Frey called his agent and said, "You tell him to sign the contract today at that rate, or he's out of the band."
He's out. Yeah, right.
And he did. He signed it.
So the show's on 8 o'clock Eastern Monday night. And as I said, I would love to be able to get in there, Jen. That would be a great show.
Fun, wouldn't it?
I would bet you wouldn't get tickets for that unless you, at this point, unless you knew somebody. All right, so there's that story. Now there's a new wrinkle on the career of Tony Bennett to talk about here on the Good Day program. I'm a stranger in paradise. Tony Bennett just celebrated his 90th birthday.
Wow.
Guy is still performing, still looks terrific, sounds as good as he ever did. Every once in a while, you know, I did a sour note. But what I thought was interesting, he's become good friends. This reminds me of an episode or two or three or four from House of Cards where the president finds somebody to write the story of his life. This is the story of Tony Bennett's life. And it's being written, he's become friends with Scott Simon, who's an NPR guy. So Simon is going to take 6 months off, or 6 weeks, I don't know, he's going to take a bunch of time off, to write this book about Tony Bennett's life. Apparently he was, when Scott Simon, who's actually a pretty good guy, he's not the typical arrogant, you know what, that you, and I like NPR, I listen to it a lot now, but you know, some of those people are a little... Yeah, Richard Seagull, Robert Seagull, NPR afternoon edition. Scott Simon isn't like that. So anyway, he's asked Scott Simon to, after the interview, to do a book about Tony Bennett's life. I think that'd be kind of cool. The guy's got to have stories on top of stories on top of stories. Don't you think? Think about all of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Experiences. He seems pretty clean cut, though.
Who, Tony Bennett?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like he'd have Frank Sinatra style stories.
I bet he had some stories back in the day, though.
Right, yeah. He's been a saloon singer since his late 20s.
Yeah, he's at least seen a lot. If he hasn't done a lot, he's seen a lot.
He's been on the road for 60 years. Yeah, right. Give him the benefit of the doubt. He may not have some of the dirt that you're thinking about between the crevices of your mind.
Right.
But he's got to have seen and worked with all of the greats because they all loved him and respected him. Everybody has loved this guy and respected him over the years. So I look forward to that book on Tony Bennett's life coming out. Thanks to Scott for putting that together. That'll be a good read. 28 after on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Confidence is certainly an important characteristic for achieving big success.
However, recent research shows it may not be the most important. Self-compassion, rather than self-esteem, may be the key to unlocking your true potential for greatness.
Instead of judging yourself harshly, look at your shortfalls with kindness and understanding. You make a mistake. Learn from it, forgive yourself for it, and move on.
Studies have also found that those with more self-compassion have higher levels of optimism and happiness and experience less anxiety and depression.
Self-compassion creates self-awareness and even better self-esteem. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know there are money-saving ways to start greening our groceries? We can use reusable canvas bags to carry groceries. And some stores will now deduct a few cents off your bill for not using their paper or plastic bags. We can also cook portions to actually match the family's real appetite, so we're not throwing food away. And when planning, use the most perishable items first, so as not to have to throw away valuable ingredients. Another money saver? Freeze bread. Use and thaw again and again. It lasts weeks. And keep the fridge door open as briefly as possible, because it takes energy to heat up the warm air that pours in through that open door. And finally, minimize expensive landfill fodder, like disposable plates, plastic forks, and paper napkins. From the Greeniverse, this is Harris.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.